episode. It's a filler filler 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 episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm your host, Chest, aka Chest. Whom else do I have with me tonight?
I'm Kolb.
And I'm Ben. Hey, there's my guys. Wow, man. Looks different from this side, Kolb.
I bet.
Wow, the view is something else.
I've never been over there.
You know, it looks like he has some options over here. On the top, it says like dramatic piano, drums. He could really be shaking things up here.
What? He's holding out on us. Oh my god.
Yes, he does.
Oh, no wonder we haven't been monetized yet.
Yeah. No wonder no one makes comments or listens to us or oh wow. That's funny. Well, if you haven't figured it out already, I'm Ben, and he's Kolb. Chest isn't here tonight, which is both very sad, but also very exciting.
Very exciting.
And exciting because of why he's not here, not because right. of him not being here.
Well, depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Listeners, if you can comment below, you know, who's your least favorite dad? Thank you.
comment if you want some piano, too.
Yeah. Dramatic piano,
oh, sorry.
It says.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
We all need some drama in our lives.
Don't we? We really do. We really do. Oh, it's good to be here. I'm glad we're still. So we had a pretty unique and exciting one planned. I won't spoil what it is. Just know that it will be here at some point. It'll be a blast. It'll be probably a good time by all four people in the podcast.
That's a little taste for you fans out there.
That's
just
right.
Just so you know, there's going to be four of us.
Yep. There's going to be four. And then there were four. Ah, my favorite Christmas carol.
Yeah, great book.
So good.
Were we gonna say why he's not here, or are we gonna hold that off for later?
I was debating the whole time. I was kind of blabbering there, and because when he gets back, he definitely will share, which we'll look forward to. So maybe we'll let him. Have that. It's a good reason why he's not here. We're excited for him. We wanted to still record for you all, though, because it's important to us. For you faithful listeners, we have produced and released an episode every single week since we've started. Not a single week have we not delivered something to you all. And you know what? Darn it, Kolb and I were like, we have to deliver to our fans. So this one's for you all. So that's all I have to say there.
And
so Kolb,
it's still special because Ben, man, the last time we were together was like a year and a half ago when we talked about Samurai 7.
Holy cow. A year and a half ago? Are you serious?
Well, it was in season one of ours. I think it was in the first year. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. I should have re-listened to that in preparation because I think it was a really good one.
I think it's a good one for me and you, for sure. Like, I crack up when I listen to it. But we had that problem that we did in the early days where we just talked about the plot of the show for too long.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
too much summarizing.
Too much of that. But when we weren't summarizing the show, it was all gold.
It was rich. Yes. Yeah, we really have grown as a podcast because if you've listened to some of our previous ones, I'm sure there's some you loved, maybe didn't love, but I think we learned that it's not as enjoyable to just listen to some people summarize the show. I mean, that's not what is engaging and interesting. You like to hear about the show, but you want to also hear about like different things about characters or people's big problems or big praises for shows. Just, you know, what's going on, you know? Yeah. So with that,
you don't want to hear us talk about something you can just read online on some summary blog. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's seriously a really good point. That's a really good
Google
point.
You just Google Demon Slayer season 2, episode 4. They're going to tell you what happens in the episode.
Yep.
You want to know what we think about it, how we feel. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. I think of the, we don't base our podcast off of this one at all, or even I think reference it, but the rewatchables where they talk about movies and review them, they don't spend their whole time talking about the movie. Like just like, hey, you know, shot for shot, scene for scene, you know, they talk about characters. They talk about some of the, you know, highlight actors and this was a great part of their career. Hey, this was a bad part of their career. And just like, it's really interesting. They talk about things you maybe didn't think about. And I think that's the other thing I think we've done a better job of accomplishing is probably talking about things that most people weren't thinking about, right. Which is interesting. Even if you don't agree with it, it's interesting. It's, you know, I'm sure all 32 people who listen to us agree with that, you know? Mm-hmm.
They do. I've talked to 95% of them.
Yeah. We probably have talked to a decent percentage of the listeners. Yeah, no. As some are ourselves and some are. Oh, man. It's fun. I do enjoy it. I haven't recently, but sometimes like on a road trip or something, it's kind of cool to listen to consecutive episodes because you'll hear like sometimes we'll reference previous things or we'll follow up on predictions and it's like, oh, wow, we weren't even close. Or, you know, it's just it's funny kind of putting all those together. It's a good background, you know, just something going on in the background.
Yeah. So, yeah, to get our numbers up, just put us on in the background, everybody.
Yep.
Just listen to us in the background. You'll hear a joke from time to time. You'll be like, ah, that's funny. And then you can go back to vacuuming or whatever it was you were doing.
That's right. Yeah. Put your earbuds in, you know, turn it down a little bit. Like, not so it's too loud, but loud enough so you can hear. Mm-hmm. You know, while you're folding laundry, working, you know. Yeah,
I've done that a few times.
In the workplace, yep. Nothing like passing the time with 6 episodes of 3 dads talking about anime.
Great way to spend your time. Take it from us.
Yeah.
The creators of this show.
That's right. That's right. Ooh, Chess sent us some fun little gifts today. Well, at least I received mine today. When did you get yours?
I got mine like 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gave you priority shipping, did he?
Yeah, he did. He really did. he spent like $6 more dollars on my envelope.
Yeah. But they were stickers, like fun little size stickers of our logo, of 3 dads talking about anime. And I don't know about you, Cole, but I was super excited to get this. I immediately thought, oh man, I have 4 of these. Where, like, I want to make sure these are in a good spot because they're going to be there for the next 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I haven't landed the plane yet. Have you placed any of yours yet?
No, I haven't. I asked my wife, I was like, where should I put these? And she said, why don't you put it on a water bottle? And I said, oh, great. Then the first time I wash my water bottle, it'll fall off.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't do that.
And I was like, thought well, about that, though.
Yeah. Where else do you put stickers? I'm like, cars. But then it'll get sun faded. And, you know, I want it to last a little longer. Like you said, 30 years. I'm not keeping my car for 30 years.
Right. No, so, not in this economy.
Right. Exactly. I could do the hipster thing and put it on the back of my laptop. People used to do that.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, I'm even looking around my office right now. Like, I just need to slap it on. Oh, I could put it on my PS4. That could be one of them.
Yeah, that works.
You know, that's kind of a good spot.
I used to put stickers on my Xbox.
Yeah. I mean, it's reasonable because it's already like a nerdy thing. So putting stickers on it doesn't make it like oh, wow, what a nerd. Because you're already playing video games. And absolutely. Video games are great. Stickers are great. So it's an okay place to put it.
We're talking about stickers.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
It's great.
Speaking of what we're talking about, what we're planning on talking about tonight is a little show we like to call Black Clover.
Black Clover.
And I, Cole, I'll be curious for you. I don't know if it was just, I'll explain my side first. And then, so Nick Ramos, a guest of ours, if you remember, the volleyball star, anime enthusiast, just all around good guy. I had remembered that years ago when I had worked with him, he was like, Black Clover's good. He's like, he didn't say it was like fantastic. He said, it's good. I would watch it. And so I don't know, what was this, fall of last year or something? I don't remember when I started. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start this show. And yeah, I've been kind of going through that. And at some point along the way, Kolb, you started the show. And why did you initially start it? And how's the journey been so far?
Well, I'll tell you the first time I heard the title. It was back when I was working with students. None of the students ever had any interest in anime. And then just one day, we're playing pickup basketball, and the boys were talking about some shows. And then one kid's like, no way, guys. Black Clover is the show. And I was like, Clover, I know that from something. And I was like, wow, he likes anime. And then I didn't look too far into it. And then you talked about starting it, not like 2 weeks later. I was like, wait a minute, this is too much of a coincidence.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Right. I kept it to myself just in case we ever did one of these episodes. Yeah. No. Yes. And then,
well played.
Thank you. I'm pretty good at timing. Then I started my epic anime experiment, if you've heard those episodes. And then while I was watching some of those shows, I just asked you out of the blue, I'm like, Ben, is Black Clover worth starting? Because I know it's somewhat of a long show. And you're like, I forgot what you said.
Well, I'm just about to ask you.
You're like, well, I'm 30 episodes in. And I think absolutely you should start it. Something like that. Like, okay, well, there you go. Another show is getting added to my experiment, because it's like 170 episodes. That's long enough to get into the to the epic. So then I just started it behind you, but I started.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are now in the same decade. We're both in the 130s of Black Clover. So in the same arc, kind of an okay arc, in my opinion. But I guess
it's,
coming back
to, it's like
to
a time in between times.
Yeah. 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 And we'll get to that. I think one of the reasons why I recommended it is because I feel like it has pieces, or even in like 30 episodes, I could see the pieces on why we both would enjoy such a show, between the tournaments, the captains, the variety of characters, the battles. I was just like, this show's got a lot of potential. And I felt like it was pretty interesting even from the beginning. And yeah, I would say overall, and we'll get into specifics, but overall, I have enjoyed the show. I wouldn't say, like, if I was talking to somebody else and they hadn't seen it, I wouldn't be like, oh my goodness, you have to watch Black Clover. I would kind of give the, I thought Black Clover was really good. I think it had some pretty consistent issues, but I thought it was a very good show. Ranks high, but does not doesn't hit the top 10. Isn't one of those shows where you're like, lights out, they just killed it. Cole, what would you say your overall thoughts have been?
You know, you told me what Ramos just said to you, or he said a long time ago, and it, I feel like it's very apt, where it is good.
Yeah,
it's good. But yeah, you don't necessarily rave about it. You know what I mean? You're not. You talk about Demon Slayer and you're like, man, that show has some really high points, a lot of emotion to it. Or, you know, What's another good one for you? Naruto is a good one for you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or like many parts of Tokyo Revengers.
Haikyuu.
Haikyuu. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, man, those shows hit me hard in many times. This one doesn't necessarily do that, but you are entertained for most of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at. Yeah. Yep. It's very good.
Yeah. And I would say, I'm curious if you agree. I would say, though, there have been great moments. What arc was it? I don't know. There was an arc where the captains in general just got a lot more involved. And I think almost every single one were in different battles. I was just like, this is great. But then as soon as that arc ended, you know, you went back to the Black Bulls, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit, but I love the Black Bulls, but they also have some of the most annoying characters that I've encountered in any show. And that's tough, because they are, they're constantly in the show.
That's a great way to put it.
You know, they're just always there. And like, this might be a weird transition. I will say a character that has become more interesting to me and has escaped that they're just a one trick pony and they're just like over and over the same thing is Finral. I feel like he has graduated from just being a same thing over and over again, annoying character. They've developed him. They've developed that guy.
Absolutely. Well, they brought his brother in as like this. First you think, oh, spoiled little brother, his parents love him more because he's the son of the current wife. And then, so you're like, okay, I get it. And then that story deepens with the whole, is he possessed by the elves? Is he like, where does this dark magic come from? And like, and their whole family layout where it's more deep, you know, it's not just like, oh, Finral, he's the womanizer one on the team. Let's watch him hit on the ladies.
Yeah.
But then they're like, let's actually give him something. And they gave him a good thing for us to care about.
Yes.
Like when he almost dies, I was like, oh no, I don't want him to die. I like his character now.
Agreed.
Spoilers.
Agreed. Yes. 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 And more spoilers to come.
Yes. Absolutely. No, so they did a good job with him, giving him something.
Yep.
But some of these other characters, even if they do give him a little bit more, I don't know if I can get out of their stoop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think of another character who came in, I feel like strong, and then they've kind of just not utilized at all, is our masked character, like the new Black Bulls guy with the red hair.
Oh, I don't Zora? Remember
his name. Yeah, he kind of just
what happened?
Disappeared.
Where did he go?
I don't know. I thought he was going to have a strong presence because
he's
him joining the Black Bulls. Yeah, right. I thought was a really good move by the show to like spice things up, like him and Asta, like Asta's like, the good-hearted, natured, hardworking, and then he comes in and he's not a straight shooter, but you can tell he's starting to, you know, maybe soften up a little bit.
Except with his
and
words.
Then
he's a very straight shooter with his words. He just speaks he just says what it is, even though it's really harsh.
Yes. Yeah. Straight shooter was not the right word. He's just not, he's like a bad, good guy. He's like an anti-hero.
Right.
And they have not, besides at the beginning, they have not flushed out his character since then. And I think that's a big miss.
I think so too. The whole way he's introduced, where he comes in underneath as a different squad. He like comes in as the purple orca guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this guy's, he's got to be a villain, like infiltrating the magical knights. And then you learn more about his backstory. And then you learn that he's a Black Bull. And you're like, what? That was great. That was a great twist. And then he gets invited to be one of the Royal Guard.
Yep.
He's part of that battle. And then he's gone. What happened? Where'd he go? I don't know. I think you're right.
Yeah.
If they don't bring him back, it is a huge miss.
Hmm. Yeah, and I always wonder why, because as I think we know, anime comes from manga, and
mm-hmm. almost
when they're
time.
Writing, I'm curious, like in the manga, if it's a similar, like just kind of dropping of the character, because I never understand that when it seems so obvious that adding a certain character is such a good thing for the story, and then they fall apart. Like why would the writer do that? And if the writer didn't do that, why would the anime change that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It depends on the show. Remember that video that Chess showed us that from where like shows and manga, they can line up perfectly, but then sometimes the manga falls behind. So the show has to do like filler, or they go off in their own direction. It's when they go off in their own direction. That's when things like this happen and shows like fall apart because they don't stay with the original content. I'm hoping that's not the case and that the writer is really going to write it so he comes back in, or other characters do some more things or whatever. It's very possible. Yeah. But I also have no idea, because I think the manga is still being written. Like, he's not done, whoever the author is. So it's hard to tell. Oh, maybe. I was under the impression that he was not done. Or she. Here, or whoever's,
I'm doing,
whoever's
the author. You're classic doing a chess, Googling things. Yeah. And then if we could just not talk for the next 15 seconds.
We can.
While I just kind of look through.
We can. So
the series finished its run in Weekly Shonen Jump on August 21st, 2023.
Oh, so that's fairly recent.
Yeah.
That probably means it's releasing still in English because they're behind a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But, we'll see.
So you think we have all the episodes?
I don't know. Is there going to be a season 5? That's what the internet's buzzing about. And it's hard for us to say because we have no idea how how it ended because we're not there yet.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
It's true.
If it's at a satisfying ending right now, but. Don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It seems like the major arc of even from the beginning of the show is over. This whole licked elf thing. It's been cut short. Or not cut short, but that story is over. And that was 120 episodes, you know? So
yeah.
So this next section, this second half of the show, they're obviously bringing in the other kingdoms more. And they could really make that a huge deal. But it just seems like a huge break. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried that about the idea of just kind of floundering for the rest of the show and never getting back like a big height or a really strong arc, because nothing has been very impressive since things finalized in the last big arc. It's just been like okay.
Yeah.
Past like 10, 20 episodes or something. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, uh-oh, I hope this doesn't mean the last 40 are just going to be like back-to-back, like, oh, okay, I mean, that was okay, or, you know. But
right.
The bad dude from the Spade, what are they called? Regions?
Kingdom.
Yep. That's right. He seems like a good villain.
Right.
Very strong.
Yeah, and if it's truly a demon... We've already had the taste of what a demon can do with the end of this last major arc. And you're like, okay, that's great. We have a villain that's a real threat. That's pure evil.
Right.
So like, yeah, they could do something really well. It's just that I knew right when they said, okay, you have 6 months to get stronger. And I'm if the next episode isn't 6 months later, we're going to have a lot of episodes of nothing. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yes. And it's been right so far.
Right. So they didn't do that. And we do have a lot of episodes of nothing. Nothing to write home about, at least.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm curious your thoughts here. I don't think, and maybe I'm misremembering it, but I don't know that I've enjoyed any of the underwater episodes or even that whole world. Was that arc really? Very good the first time? The first time? I can't remember.
When they went into that underwater kingdom?
Yeah. What? Tell me some of the things that happened. Because the
that happened there.
Tell me. Walk me through them.
Okay. So they go down because they're invited to get, or they go down to get that stone. I'm pretty sure Julius tells them to go down. And while they're down there, the underwater king or whatever, he's like, hey, do my test or whatever. But then the Midnight Sun group, the eye of the Midnight Sun group, they come down, and that beast guy, that's when Asta has his fight with the beast elf.
Oh my gosh, that was underwater?
That was in the underwater kingdom where the beast guy chops off that kid's leg and rips out the girl's vocal cords.
Okay.
Remember that? You don't remember that?
I was not picturing underwater for that, because that was when I said earlier this show has had great moments. That is one of the things I think of first.
That was
honestly
one of their more fantastic sequences was that fight with that guy.
Okay. I did not think that was part of the underwater arc, because the reason why I was thinking maybe it wasn't a good one is because when these two were reintroduced to the story, I wasn't like excited to see them, like the brother and sister or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. Do you like those characters?
I don't necessarily like them. I like what they did with them in the underwater arc, because like something really horrible happened to them, and the guy's whole deal is, I'm like, my name is Despair, and I'm taking away everything you wanted to be in the future. So now start Despair.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, their characters weren't like, oh, I really like these characters, but they were a great motivating thing for us to hate this villain. You know? So they did their job. But right, when they came back at that festival, I'm like, oh, they're back. Okay. Whatever.
Yep. That's
so
funny.
And Asta can make any character great. So like whenever he's hanging out with the group, I had some fun watching that, but I don't really care about their characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know, another I'm just bouncing around here, Colb. So anytime you don't want
to
bounce
around,
that's
the way
again,
I think
just,
it needs to be.
Yeah. One moment I really liked. So Captain Yami, when they were fighting the demon, and from like four levels down, he's just like, boom, go all the way up to to hit the demon. I was like, that was great. His character. I honestly, and then you jump in here. At the beginning of the show, I got the impression that he was going to be the type of character, and I don't know if this is a good or bad thing yet. I thought he was going to be the type of character that goes out early, because he was having some great moments. You're really liking him, and I was like, he's going to die. And he has been a strong part of this show. Strong part.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. His whole spiel is like, push back your limits. So you're thinking like, oh, that's going to be the thing that's in the Black Bull's heads from now on, from the time he dies. Cause I kind of I had that feeling too. Like he was going to die early and they're always like, what would the captain say? Push past your limits. Okay. Let's all do it. But no, he hasn't. And you're right. He has stayed on, and I guess I can't say it yet. He's one of my favorite characters. He's tied.
I knew you were gonna say it.
So,
Ooh.
Yeah, it's tied. I'll hold on to the next one for next, apparently.
Okay.
But I love the way he interacts with everybody, his subordinates, his peers as captains, the king, everything. He's just, he's a solid character. And I love it. I love it.
Yep. Yeah. His character has been very enjoyable. Quick intermission here. So I was on the internet yesterday and I was looking up fun facts. I like looking up fun facts I post one at the branch that I work at. So everybody walks in, they see the schedule, and then there's little
random facts.
Fun, random.
Okay. You're not talking about this show. You're talking about anything.
No. I'm talking about anything. This is not anime related at all. Gotcha. This is like a commercial. And the one I found that I posted was George Washington's birthday is actually February 22nd. And I was like, huh. I guess when was his birthday? When did everyone think his birthday was? Like, what's the significance of this fun fact? That's like saying, you know, Moses' birthday was actually November 3rd. What's everyone going to say? When was his birthday?
When did you think it was? I don't know.
So I don't know why that's a fun fact.
Okay. Is it because we celebrated it always at the beginning of the month?
Maybe. It's got to be a reason, Cole. Yeah. I would believe you.
Okay. Let's just go with that then. Fact check me.
That's our intermission. Yeah.
That's great.
All right. And back to the show.
Wonderful.
It is wonderful. So you dabbled in the characters a little bit. And so I think it makes sense for us to just go there. Now we didn't discuss this beforehand. Do we want to do 3? Do we want to do 5? I don't think I could do 10 for sure.
Are you top 5? You're saying?
Yeah. Well, 5, 3. What would you be comfortable with? I for sure have my 3.
Okay. I could make 3. I'm not sure about 5 yet.
All right, let's do 3 and then we can do more if we want.
Okay. You're going to have to go first.
All right. I don't have mine. Well, I kind of have mine ranked. I have my 1 for sure, 2 and 3. I'm not sure the order. So my number 1 is Asta. My 2 and 3 are Captain Yami and Julius.
Okay.
Oh. And I don't know who's 2 or who's 3. One of the reasons I love Julius's character, I can't share. But the part I can share is, just cause it spoils some other show. one of the reasons I like him is just his, I get the impression that when he was younger, was like a lot of the characters that I love in shows. He's just like a good guy. He works hard and, so knowing that and seeing how he is when he's older, the way he sacrifices himself for the kingdom and his fighting is kind of cool. So I like that. Captain Yami has just been very enjoyable, both between his fighting, like they haven't made him to be that like strong character, but then he can't really actually beat somebody. Like he takes down some serious foes. He's funny.
He takes down Licks the first time you see him.
Yes. 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 And he like gives the other captains crap and they dish it back. Like I really like him. And then Asta. So I will say this about Asta. He is my favorite character. He for the most part is the type of character I like in every other show. Now, if I had to rank, though, those types of characters in quotes, so like Naruto, I'm drawing blanks right now.
Gon?
Yes, Gon. this is so embarrassing.
You're doing great.
I'm pulling up this. I usually don't like doing this, but. Oh, like Hinata, Tanjiro, Midoriya, like those types of characters. He would be the bottom of those, but he still is in that realm. The reason why he's on the bottom is because I don't always love him. I love his moments, and generally I like his personality, but he yells a little bit more than I would like in general conversation. Just kind of like in an obnoxious way, but he's still my number 1. Okay. Anyways, to you, Cole, what's your 3?
That's fair. Okay. So I guess 1 and 2, my ties was Yami. I already said that. And I really, really liked Zora.
Yeah.
So yeah, once I knew that he wasn't an infiltrating bad guy, which happened during the tournament, I was like, okay, I like this guy. I think it was when he yelled at the pretty boy guy, the guy, he's always he basically loves himself, that guy. I was like, okay, yeah. Yep, he's great. I love that guy. And then third, yep. I think I'm going to go with the Green Mantis captain, Jack the Ripper.
I knew it. Yes.
I don't know why I love him so much, but he's so funny in a what's the word I'm looking for? Masochist way. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wants to slice and dice anybody and everybody. And I love the when the aha guy he's a Green Mantis guy.
Yeah.
The haha. And then Yami's like, man, what kind of loser do you have on your team? He's like, do you think I would pick him on my team?
Yeah.
But he is on
the
team.
I don't even know who
that is. He says haha a lot, or he's the guy that asked to beat in the preliminary thing.
Yeah. The Baja. Baja.
Yeah Baja. Like there that you go. Weird. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so I'm like, okay. Yep. I love him. I love his rivalry with Yami. And I love that he has skill to back up everything.
Yeah.
Like the last fight they had with the elves, he was in the thick of it. And he didn't really lose. So I think he's great. So he's my number three. I love Asta, but yeah, he's a little too.
Yeah.
He can get a little much sometimes.
He is. Yeah, he does. I'll say about Mantis. I also really like his character. He was one of the examples of like the captains getting more involved. I thought was great for the story. I really liked when Yami and him were going through like battling together. It kind of vaguely reminded me of just like they're both big characters, but not necessarily the main characters. So them going in the battle reminded me of Fire Force when Joker and the other guy from like the 5th district or something went in to fight.
District 7.
It
was a 7 guy.
District 7. When they went in to fight together, because I love that sequence. Very good. And so that kind of had the same feeling for me, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I could see that. That works. Yeah. Ooh, great character.
I know. Makes me want to watch Fire Force, too.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, when's season 3 coming out?
We need that. I tell you what, when every time I'm doing my rankings, because Fire Force I think is still in my top 10, I need another season to seal the deal, because they're just, the more shows I'm watching, the harder this top 10 thing's going, because like there's some really great animes, so I'm like, can it just keep staying there with only 2 seasons? I mean, it was great, but like I need some finality to be able to say yep, top 10 material, or no, this needs to drop down and give room for some other folks, you know?
Right. And it's not like we ended on a happy ending. Like the evangelists are still out there. They're still strong. They've got like 4 of the 5 pillars that are out there. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, come on, you guys, let's get going. Whoever has the rights to them, just make it, but make
just
it well.
Make it. Yes. Yes. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. I'll wait another year if it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Mm-hmm.
All right. Back onto the characters. Is Yuno a character we're supposed to like?
You know, I don't know. I know they're not the same kind of character, but like I think of like Sasuke, and it's just like, I don't know. I'm just going to speak to what you've seen so far in Naruto. It's like, meh, Sasuke. Like, he adds flavor to other characters, but his character itself is not interesting to me. And Yuno also, I think, adds flavor to other characters, but I could care less about him, even at this point in the show.
I know, right. Yeah, you're introduced to both of these. We're
so far into it.
I know. We're introduced to both of these characters at the episode 1. They're both babies dropped off at this orphanage. And you're like, okay, these are the two characters we're going to follow and we're going to root for. And then almost immediately, I just didn't like Yuno when he was older, his teenage years. You got that one scene where he's a little crybaby and he's getting like mugged by that jerk, by that guy, and little kid Asta comes and saves him. And you're like, okay, there's the start of the rivalry. Like, this will be fun. But then everything just went straight to Yuno's head and he's like, I'm automatically better than you. Like, you what?
I know. I don't like that jump.
Right.
I don't think it's crazy for people to grow up and change, but it just seems like two different people. Like, what a cool friendship and what a awesome thing. Like, you know, Asta coming to save him and, you know, wanting to, you know, improve and become the Wizard King. But like, he just went from that to, just being very cocky, looking down on everybody. And then, so like, I really didn't like his character at first. I think I like his character a little bit more now, but it's still, I mean, if I gave my top 10, there's no way he would be in it.
Right.
No way.
We might not dislike him as much, but we just don't care.
Yeah. Yep. That's absolutely right.
When he was kind of possessed by an elf, I was like, okay, good. We get to see a downfall of his character. But of course, he kept control and he got more powerful. And I was annoyed by that.
Yeah. Yep. You know.
Yes, his name
bouncing
is
bouncing around here. You know. Didn't even do that on purpose.
Oh.
Julius. Our friend Julius here.
Love it.
Had a heroic last stand to what we thought was a last stand.
Mm-hmm.
Kolb, why do you think they brought him back?
Oh, okay. First off, let me just talk about Julius for a second. I like his character so much, and I liked that I didn't know his motivation throughout the whole show. I almost thought that he was a...
We talked about that.
Yeah. I didn't know where he was going. Like, was he gathering magic for some sinister purpose? Was he actually just some boyish character that loves to see different kinds of magic? Like, where is this guy's head at? And then you see his grimoire and it has no covers. It's just like a Rolodex of pages, like millions of pages. I'm like, that is so cool. And then his death scene is, I don't want to say amazing, but it was pretty amazing. You know what I mean? Where he's so powerful that he saves the entire country, but there's just a split second of no magic that his weaker opponent takes advantage of.
Yes.
And it's because he saved everybody that he died. I'm like, beautiful.
Agreed.
And then I thought he died. And then he didn't die.
Yeah.
So your question, why did they do that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried that they're afraid to kill anybody.
Has anybody died?
That's what I'm wondering. Has anybody actually died? Because even if you go back, like the demon's dead.
Right.
And I think that's it. Because even if you go back to like the Diamond Kingdoms arc where they go into that dungeon and that one diamond monster guy, that was a cool fight, but he didn't die either.
Nope. He got converted later.
Yep. Which is fine. Like, it's cool. It was early on. I'm fine with that. But then you look at the other Midnight Sun guys, the ones that did die, they're back to life now too.
Yep.
And you're like, okay, why is everybody coming back to life? Why is nobody staying dead? And again, I don't like death in general, but if it's a good death, you're really cheapening it by taking it away.
Big time. Yeah.
So I'm just afraid that they just don't want to kill off characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I would very much agree with that. And like, and the way they brought him back too, it was almost like they were trying to say like we'll bring him back, you know, to get everyone excited again. But he's not a major character anymore. Like, he doesn't have all of his big powers. He's not older and everything. I was like, I don't know. Does that make it worse? Like, if we're gonna bring him back, let's bring them back, people. But to bring back just this half, I don't know. I was really bummed because they did his character so well. And yeah, Colby and I were literally texting. I think he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's so suspicious. They did so well, like, not allowing you to know. Because even whenever, like, they were interviewing the captains to see who is bad, I thought Julius, like, mm-hmm. rigged it.
Yeah.
And no, it turns out he's just a great guy and a heroic, not amazing, but pretty amazing death, right. As Colb said.
And
then he's back.
Yeah, maybe if he was still dead at this point, I would say it was an amazing death. But he's not dead, so I think that's why it feels that way. Like, all of that great stuff we saw, and the way I was feeling at the time, I didn't need to feel it because he's right here in front of our eyes still.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if any character is going to have that cop out, it would be a guy who has magic of time. He's got time magic. So,
right.
I mean, I guess he could do it, but I don't know. Just because we were so wrapped up on his, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? What's his motivation? And then you see that he cares for the people of this country, even the worst of them. Like, the Clover Kingdom isn't filled with all righteous people. Mm-hmm. The higher classes are terrible people, but yet he still saves every single one of them.
That's right. Yeah.
Probably knowing that he was going to die doing it.
Right. Right.
Cause he didn't seem very surprised when he got run through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if he just didn't come back to life, I feel like that'd be in one of my, if I had this list, that death would be up at the top.
Yeah.
Because it just made you feel like, okay, I was wrong to think negatively of him. And he was an amazing king, wizard king, sorry. And he was a great character.
Mm.
And you know what, Ben?
Tell me, Cole.
The empty throne of this wizard king would have been a great plot thing to motivate characters even more. Who's going to fill that seat now?
Yes.
Is it going to be one of our two younger guys? Is it going to be Phlegolion? Is it going to be, who is it going to be? And how are they going to choose it? But now he's just kind of like writing notes as a child and giving it to his right-hand man to do everything. Like, okay, well.
Yep.
Now he's got extra years to be the Wizard King who's, whatever.
Yep. Yeah,
it's hard to say.
We talked about. I get it. Appreciate you. Still,
thank you. I had to puke that out. Easy.
Yeah, like again, is the show over at 170 episodes? If it is, we have 40 episodes to figure out this whole Wizard King thing, and it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. We're not any closer to having a different Wizard King.
Right. If anything, we're farther away because he's got more years to live.
Yeah. Since he's a youngster. Did we just start over here?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep. Yep. Yeah, we've touched on a little bit. So, like, that is an issue Colb and I both agree on. Another issue we mentioned already, but it's just there are multiple characters in this show that every word of their out of their mouth is almost the same thing every single time. One is, you know, I'm always hungry. One is, I'm always whispering. One is, I always want to fight. One is, I always want to see my daughter or
sister.
What is it? Sister, little Marie. And it's rough. It is
hard.
And we're not exaggerating. It is pretty much every single time they talk. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. The only one I can forgive is Gordon with his whispering and that he's so desperate for friends. I find that one funny and endearing because he's so pathetic, but he still views all these people as friends. And the whispering thing, it's to me, it's funny because he's not saying the same things over and over. You just can never understand what he's saying.
It's true. Yeah.
which makes it funny because they comment on that. They're like, we don't know what you're saying. Or like, what? Or Asta is the only one that can hear him. Like, that's funny.
Yes.
To me.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, yep. Ghosh, literally, every time he's on screen, he'll say, don't look at my sister. I'm going to go see my little sister. Isn't my sister the best? You're never going to be as pretty as my sister. It's always the sister.
Yeah.
Which is weird in general, but yep. The fact that he says it every single time. And Charmy's thing is annoying too, the food. Yeah, who's the other one? Yeah, Luck always wants to fight, and he will always say he wants to fight. Oh, it can get, like, you can do that stuff for the first few times that they're there, so you kind of get, oh, Luck likes to fight. Yeah. Oh, Charmy's always looking for food. Oh, Ghosh really loves his sister. Whatever. But when it should have ended, they did not end it. They electrified it. They made it more.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah. It, like, I kind of hate Ghosh's character now.
Yeah. 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 And that's honestly, that's the one I think is the most frustrating, because I think his character has the most potential out of the Black Bulls that have that feature, because his power is pretty cool. He has a cool voice. Like, I kind of like his look and everything. I feel like he could be a really cool minor character, but instead he is one of, if not the most annoying character in the show.
Right. Absolutely. It's just like,
whew, come on, buddy. Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah. It is rough.
One character I had high hopes for. So the shapeshifter at the beginning of the show. Yeah, was that big character. And you're like, oh, man,
like this hulking figure.
Character going to do? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, man, what's this character going to do? And then we find out not really anything except kind of scream and run around and not do all the cool things you want a shapeshifter to do.
Right. The twist of, oh, Gray's not this hulking man figure. It's actually, you know, a 20-something tiny girl. I'm like, oh, that was a cool little twist. You know, she's always in this giant form because she wants to intimidate people, but she's actually really tiny. I'm like, they could have done something really cool with that. And they did at first, but then her motivation is just, she just doesn't like to be looked at. She gets embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Not that she's insecure about her physical, you know, fighting prowess or something. It's just, I don't want people to look at me because it's embarrassing. And then that's the joke for the rest of the episodes. You're like, oh, that's so lame.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yes, it is true. I would say, I'm just kind of pulling things out of my here. I think one of the strongest parts of the show, if not the strongest, is the captains.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of, like, there's multiple of them that are enjoyable to watch. Even if they're not your favorite captain, they add a lot of just fun battles, different powers, different personalities. They clash with each other. And I feel like they bring a lot of excitement and depth to the show.
Right. I agree. Yeah, even the one that's asleep for 67 episodes, the pink one, you're like, okay, I get her shtick. She's just always asleep. Ha ha ha. But then during the elf thing, she gets, you know, imagined in the fake world, and her character when she's awake is really fun.
Yeah.
So even a character that I kind of hated at the beginning, because, like, oh, it's that sleeping character. They're always in anime somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. When she woke up, she wasn't like, oh, I'm always tired. I'm just tired. Let me defeat you because I'm so tired and I want to go to sleep. It wasn't like that. It was like, once she was awake, she was like, personality change, and you actually liked her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the captains. Yeah. The captains are very good. And a lot of them have great depth to them. The purple orcas are kind of like, whatever. they're the Hufflepuff of the group. They kind of the butt of the joke.
Yep.
Yeah. And you got to know the painting kid that's a captain very well.
Right.
You know, he illegally went into the tournament, and with that, you got to see some really cool fighting sequences with him. and it, some good backstory about like his character. I don't want to get into it too big, but yeah, the captains. You're right. You're right. They really bring in enjoyable watching.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's been good. trying to think. I don't know if I have a lot else. And like we talked about before, we don't want to just have some if we don't have any, do you have any other like thoughts or questions or highlights, lowlights? What are you thinking?
Other than Gordon, we had some strong feelings about Gordon. Because Gordon, he's there with Captain Yami during the trials to pick out who's coming into your group. So he's like, I thought like, oh, he's the number two. Something special about him. And literally 100 episodes go by and you never see him do any fighting, any magic at all. Nope. And you're like, when he reveals what he does, it's got to be amazing. And I was expecting some amazing things from his character.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we got, it wasn't amazing, Ben.
No, it wasn't. And it wasn't even presented in an amazing way.
Right. Okay, his magic is poison. Poison magic. Fairly lame to begin with, but if you present it well, it can be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was literally, oh, the base is getting attacked. Gordon's one of the few guys to be there. And he just like, oh, poison magic. And like a puff of purple smoke comes out. And and Ghosh and Gray are there and they're fighting too. I'm like, oh, he doesn't even get like a solo fight. He's just fighting alongside. And it was so... My expectations were so high because they waited so long for him. And then you didn't get anything.
Right. Right.
It was sad.
Yeah. Not only did he not like do fighting, he wasn't even going on a lot of the adventures. He was getting left at the hideout or not going. And so just, So when he's there with only a couple other Black Bulls, we got that, you know, he started talking louder. And you're like, oh my goodness, this is going to be huge. And not only was the poison not like super cool or anything, I don't even think it defeated the villain. Did it just help? Or
no, it didn't do anything.
Or did it?
It didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It really turns into something when Gray transfigures it into something else. So like, it's really not even him. He's just kind of creating the cloud and letting someone else take his powers and doing something else with it. So disappointing to be sure, because I don't dislike Gordon.
Yeah.
I wanted something more though.
Yeah. Yeah. That was another big miss. Yeah. I forgot that we had touched on that recently. Yeah. Yeah. What do you do? You know,
what do you do? So Ben, where do you think the show's going?
Well, kind of, we talked about a little bit earlier. It definitely seems like there's a really good villain out there. We see the potential with the last demon they fought. So I am hopeful that we kind of, once we get through this 6-month arc, I am hopeful that it's going to ramp up again, maybe even give us a worthy death. I'm skeptical of that, but
yeah.
I think at least some good, like, high-powered fights. I think we will get that again.
Yeah, I feel like they have to. They have to give us something. Is it going to be a Jujutsu Kaisen sort of thing where the wickedest demon of all is inside Asta?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we have yet to see, I will use the Naruto example. There are times when the demon inside him is very helpful. There's times where he loses control. There's, you know, it's a conflict throughout all of Naruto, just speaking to Naruto. Asta, I think once has lost control. And I think even by the end of that fight, he gained control again. So we really haven't seen that get out of hand. And right. It definitely should if it's not good. So you're right. That probably is going to play a big part here.
Yeah. The only time it actually like talked was when the other demon was dying. And like that shadowy yes. figure comes and talks to him. He's like, hey, little boy, like talking to the other demon, like you messed right. up big time. Now it's my turn or something. He said something like that. So you're like, oh, yeah. This demon that's still around is no joke. At least it won't be. But we've never right. seen him before. So we just know Asta's using his power. But Asta doesn't yeah. talk to it, though. Kind of like nope. Itadori does. Kind of like Naruto yeah. does. They talk. They yep. sometimes yep. they talk to the spirit that's in them. Asta yeah. hasn't done that.
It's a relationship yet. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Asta hasn't done that. Yeah. He just knows that he can control some of this power sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm curious as to the hierarchy of whatever's inside Asta and whatever's in control of the Spade Kingdom. And if those clashes are going to be really great or kind of take me out of the story. I think it's going to go one of those two ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Yeah, over the next week, I'm hoping to get through quite a few of episodes. We'll have to keep each other updated there.
Yeah. I'll follow live close reports, behind.
Live updates. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited. Well, what do you think? Think we should wrap it up or?
You know, I said, I don't think we'll make it to an hour. Whoops.
Oh, look at that. I haven't even looked at the clock.
We
just hit an hour, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we can talk a while about things we enjoy.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
It's a beautiful
thing. Friendship.
Yeah. Incredible. We recommend that to all of our listeners and viewers.
Yes, I also think that. Speaking of friendship, do you think Noelle's annoying? Or is she growing on you? We didn't even talk about her.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like her more than when she was first introduced.
Mm-hmm,
she's very annoying to me at the beginning.
Absolutely.
I will say, even though I've liked her growth in the sense of like being more valuable part of the team, better in fighting, there's something about that form she takes that doesn't do it for me.
The water armor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty lame. I get what they're doing.
Not a big fan of that.
I get what they're doing. She's unintentionally mimicking the magic of her mom, where she would have the mercury armor. But it doesn't look great. It looks very like Power Rangers, very childish in a way. Like too colorful. You know what I mean?
It doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah,
I agree.
But otherwise I enjoy her character overall, I would say.
All I'm worried about is that relationship-wise, she's not going to get anywhere. Like, it seems like she's going to be one of those characters that will continue to have inner dialogue about how much she likes Asta, but she's not going to do anything about it. And by the end of the show, it'll just be the status quo the whole way through. You know what I mean? All these characters seem to like Asta, like the red-haired peasant girl. I'm guessing Nero, the bird, that's now a girl. I'm guessing she likes him too. And then you got Noelle. And I feel the Golden Dawn girl, the one with the plant magic. She's in love with Asta too. And I feel like it's just going to be like, let's tease the fans and Asta ends up with none of them. And never. You know what I mean?
That's what I was going to ask you. So you don't think he's going to end up with any of them?
Nope. I think he's going to continue to ask. Sister? I think he's going to continue to ask the sister to marry him, and it will never get anywhere. And whether he's Wizard King or not, by the end of the show, they're all going to just keep their feelings to themselves.
Hmm.
The only person who's shown even a little bit of depth with that has been Finral with his, like, I love the lady that his brother is engaged to.
Yeah.
And he's taking steps to stop womanizing because he loves this girl. So him. Mm-hmm. And then the captain of the Blue Roses, she admits her feelings to her squad
Yeah.
So like there's at least a little bit of progress with these things. Yep. So I applaud it for that, but I think the other characters, they're just going to hold on to their feelings and nothing's going to happen. It has that kind of feel to it. And I don't like that. Mm. I want someone to make a move.
Who would your vote be for Asta to be with?
Ooh.
Can include the sister.
Okay. I'm going to say no to the sister because she just like beats him up all the time when he asks. Mm-hmm. I like the Scarlet, the redheaded peasant girl.
Yep. That's my vote as well.
She's the kindest, and she's got she's got all these little siblings that she takes care of, and it's exactly the same way that Asta grew up. The sister took care of all these little orphans. So like I feel like they're like a natural match.
I agree. 100%. I was wondering if we'd agree there. Yeah. I think I enjoy her character the most out of those options. And he seems to care about her the most. He acts like a dad when he's with the family. And
he's
and
very
I'm just
natural.
Like, I hope they work out. But I agree. I just don't think that's going to happen. Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, and she also she keeps telling Noelle to share her feelings for Asta.
That's true too.
So she's not even making the move.
I feel like she thinks she's not good enough.
Yeah.
But you are. You are good enough. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're rooting for you. But yeah, Asta just is,
he's
similar to like Hinata always going after Naruto, and he's clueless to it.
Right.
And he just wants to go after it's been a hot minute. Sakura all the time, who punches him. just like Asta getting punched by the sister. Our characters, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Don't know what's
you
good
like
for
a certain
him.
Character, don't you there, Ben?
Yeah, apparently. A lot of parallels here. Well, anime is, that's another, we've talked about. It's another reason why I like anime is the things I really like are a big part of a lot of the animes, mm-hmm. which is cool. Love it. Amazing.
Spectacular.
Ah, fantastic.
Astounding.
Ooh, astounding. I don't say astounding enough. I don't say it often at all.
That's
a good, powerful word, though.
I've said it in a few years.
Here's a challenge to both of us, Cole. Next time we're both in the work, say it at least two times in natural conversation and see how much of an impact you have on someone else.
All right. I will do that tomorrow. And I will let you know the results.
I'll do the same as well tomorrow. And I don't think Chest will listen this far, so I'm just going to say it here. We will report our findings and the next recording without any preparation. We'll just jump in and share that in the podcast.
Beautiful.
Share our findings. Yeah, exactly. And this will be a good test, too, because sometimes Chess says he listens to our episodes, and he didn't listen to all of it.
By that, he means he sees if our voices are in the proper alignment at the beginning 5 seconds, and if they are, and they sound okay, then he's done.
Yeah. So to prove that or challenge that, I'll say something. Chess, you are the biggest booger I've ever met, and you smell, and you don't have any social skills, and you have bad hair, and all right, so yeah, we'll see if he listens to that and if he texts us or ever calls us out on it.
Yeah,
I don't believe any of those things, but well, at least not all of them,
right? Chest, your glasses make you look like a grandma. There's a good one.
Nice. Nice. Chest. No, I'm just kidding. We just rip him for the next 10 minutes. Gets really personal. Chest, your parents are actually awful people. I never really cared for Mark anyways. I doubt he's actually a good firefighter. Oh wow. Yeah, we'll definitely know if he listens to this or not.
I can't even continue this because I'm laughing too hard.
Oh man, that's great. My head's starting to hurt. Whew. That's when you know a good laugh. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think we wrap it up. We can chat a little bit after. We want to keep it up. But yeah, thanks everybody for joining tonight. This was a lot of fun. Just evidence that Colb, you and I need to do a couple more fillers together at some point because it's just a grand time.
We have two on the books now out of 120 something.
Yeah. That's like what, 12%?
Yeah, I think so. My math is pretty on point.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, we'll close it out here. As we both have said, I think we would recommend Black Clover as it is an enjoyable show. Mm-hmm. Not the best show you'll ever see, but definitely worth the watch and the journey.
Absolutely. If you have if you have time to watch, I don't know, what's a pretty good show that's very popular right now, but it's not great. I'm so out of tune with these things.
Man.
If you have time to watch The Book of Boba Fett. I've never seen it, so I don't know.
As a big Boba Fett fan, I would agree with that.
Okay,
because Book of Boba Fett was not very good.
There you go. If you have time to watch that, you have time to watch some Black Clover.
Amen. Amen. That's well said. Well said. And with that, everybody have a great night, and thank you for listening to Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys start having kids?
Children. Dads. And so become fathers and each have kids. Separately. Went on to each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.